The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. My little buddy Dominic joining me soon. So stick around for that. It'll be worth your while. You can always be a part of this show. 844-967-2789. The only other really substantial booking I've got for the week I'd like you to make a note of. Al Franken joining the show on Wednesday night, about 3:30 Central Time. So, you know, tune in for Al Franken. He's actually coming to the Barrymore Theater in Madison on Friday night. That's the 29th. But if you don't have tickets yet, you might be out of luck. I think they're damn near sold out. So check with the Barrymore Theater if you want to see the Al Franken, only former Sender on tour. I believe it's coming Friday night. But let's talk about the former Milwaukee mayoral candidate, Bob Peepin' Tom Donovan. Well, apparently, new announcement at the Journal Sentinel. He's in it to win it. U.S. Assembly. The Wisconsin State Assembly. So anyways, a little bit of reporting here. Less than a month after losing a bid for Milwaukee mayor, former Alderman Bob Donovan announced Monday he's running for a seat in the State Assembly. "I'm just excited about the opportunity," Donovan told the Journal Sentinel. "I think this is certainly a challenge that I'm up to, and we're going to give it our best fight." Well, of course, that's what you say. Donovan will be running as a Republican in the 84th Assembly District from his new home in Greenfield, right? He said he moved back to the suburban home within a week of losing the April 5th mayoral election to Cavalier Johnson. Donovan had said during the race that if he lost, he planned to return to his Greenfield condo where he and his wife moved after he retired as a Milwaukee Common Council member back in 2020. And for 20 years, Donovan represented Milwaukee's aldermanic District 8 on the city's south side, the area where he grew up. His early April loss was his second unsuccessful bid for mayor. He ran in 16 against then-mayor Tom Barrett. Yeah, he didn't win. On Monday, Donovan said he decided to run for assembly after being approached by a number of people about a campaign. Number of people are saying. He said he still has a lot to offer and is concerned about the problems in Milwaukee spreading to our suburbs. You know, the problems. And he said he'd like to be a part of fashioning a partnership between Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin. Now, Milwaukee businessman David Karst, who is the current chairman of the Republican Party of Milwaukee County, well, he already filed in the 84th Assembly District, and the seat is currently held by State Rep Mike Kuglich, a Republican from New Berlin, who has announced he won't be seeking re-election. So I got to figure out who the good Dem is running that race and get on that horse, because who wants Peepin' Bob Donovan to be representing Waukesha County out there?
I mean, there's youthful indiscretions, and like that seems a little heavier to me.
Well, he wasn't so youthful in 1996 when he was cited for apparently being in the University of Wisconsin Milwaukee locker rooms, where a police officer, according to the old reporting from Daniel Bice back in 96, 28 years ago, apparently observed Bob observing another male in the stall for some period of 10 minutes or more. And according to the older reporting, he told Bice or the Journal Sentinel at the time, apparently he used to go there to masturbate or find men to have sex with.
Which, hey, you know, who cares? It's the secret.
Well, it's disturbing. Glory holes in the men's locker room. Yeah, maybe there's a little something wrong with that. You know, what you do in your own house, yeah. I got no qualms with. What you do down in the locker room at UWM that gets you cited publicly, that's a different story. But let's talk about other newly announced candidates in the great state of Wisconsin. I'm less familiar with this one, so I'm going to the reporting of Bruce Murphy, and he tells us, look out for Tim Michaels. Did you know there's another Republican gubernatorial candidate? Well, there is. His name is Tim Michaels. He ran in the state once upon a time. It's easy to make fun of Tim Michaels, the latest Republican candidate for governor. Oh, come on, Bruce. It's easy to make fun of all of them. But let me read on. He hasn't run for office since in 18 years, since a failed bid to defeat then-Senator Russ Feingold in 2004. That's a lifetime in politics, and he's been invisible since then. Michaels, moreover, is entering a race awfully late and with less than 4 months to go before the Republican primary. And he made the cardinal error of letting others announce his candidacy before he did. So who announced for Michaels? Well, kind of, sort of, it was Tommy Thompson. Former Governor Tommy Thompson told WISN that Michaels was definitely running. Well, that was back on 420. And that was 2 days before Michaels got around to filling out the paperwork for his candidacy, and 5 days before Michaels' announcement today that he is indeed running for governor, turning that into old news. Now, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin had a field day with all this, with a press release Friday headlined, "Did Tim Michaels forget to announce he's running for governor?" The release went on to note the inconvenient fact that Michaels is a member of the advisory board of the campaign launching group for Republican Rebecca Clayfish. Well, that's more embarrassing for Clayfish's campaign than Michaels, isn't it? She, of course, had the 1848 project, and she was seen, and I think she probably still is, the GOP primary frontrunner. It's also noted that Michaels is a member of the Board of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the dark money group that endorsed Clayfish and is running ads supporting her candidacy. Yes, that is embarrassing. Michael's peculiar delay in announcing his campaign meant that the first story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinels was not the usual positive introduction for a candidate, but instead one noting he will have to address how he will handle work his family business does with the state and how he will avoid conflicts of interest if he's elected. Well, it seems like you would have cleaned up a couple of those things before you made the announcement, but you know, when you make Tommy Thompson make the announcement for you, well, you know, it gets all a little peculiar. A little bit more here. Michaels Corp received more than $660 million in payments from the state over the last five fiscal years. So that's only like, you know, $110 million a year, a little bit more than that. But despite all those negatives, Michael has to be seen as a threat, not just to Clayfish and the other Republican candidates, but to Democratic incumbent Tony Evers. Why? Because he could spend huge amounts of money. Michaels is the co-owner of the family business, the Michaels Corp, a privately held company based in Brownsville, Wisconsin, in Dodge County. The company has seen spectacular growth over the last 25 years, growing from a few hundred employees to a multifaceted construction company with more than 8,000 employees. That's a lot of employees. That's a big business. How many facets are itemized by the company's website, which lists 9 Michaels companies, including Michaels Construction, Michaels Power, Michaels Utility Service, and Michaels Pipeline? A lot. And it's got $3 billion a year in annualized revenue. That's pretty good. It's a lot of jing. So, another self-funder on the Republican side. Well, that's got a sting if you're, you know, Becky Clayfish, or Kevin Nichols, who's relying on somebody else's money, or hell, even if you're conspiracy-toting Ram Jam. 4 is a party. Come back, more devils.